Item 5A1 is the local plan evidence update, which is on page 1063 of the agenda. I will hand over to Mr Meacham for a resume.
Thank you, Chairman. To help members of the committee, we've got a presentation slide to just go through here. Are we okay now? Okay. Just as obviously the normal health warning, that what we do here is what's required by government and a number of other documents that we have to comply with. Okay. So as we normally do, set out the scene for what it is we're here to achieve, and we need to make a robust local plan in order to do all the things that were mentioned by the speakers earlier on, in terms of getting a plan in place and therefore going towards an evidence base that's robust and can be defensible and examination in public. So there's the three elements of sustainable development and that we're aiming for throughout the papers today. The purpose of this particular report is to provide an update on that evidence base that we've been amassing over the past few years and more rigorously in the last year towards this current version of the new plan. Also to agree the settlement hierarchy as part of the evidence base. This report covers the following elements of evidence. So it's not the full picture. There are other elements we need to look at, such as countryside designations and land use and water cycles, etc. But these are the ones that are live at the moment. And I'm going to touch on some of those briefly. The Strategic Housing Market Assessment Update Committee would have heard quite a lot from me over the last few months regarding our objectively assessed housing needs and earlier for our Strategic Housing Market Assessment. The rules keep changing with government, so we need to keep abreast of that. Hence, it's quite likely we're going to probably bring you something new almost every committee. But be thankful that the numbers that you agreed in January still stand. What we needed to do, as I highlighted at that meeting and then prior to that meeting, is test for an uplift for affordable housing. So essentially, do we need to increase our 550 number to achieve the targets that are being evidenced for affordable housing? The outcome of that is no, and the reports are available on the website at this time. Transport junction modelling, again, that's been available for inspection at the Wheelie offices. We're not playing much to this so far because basically we're in an early stage of the process. After today, when we know what the housing sites are to go forward, then we can do more detailed and rigorous assessments. That particular transport modelling study says that, as you'd expect, probably everything can be mitigated through engineering solutions. Retail, there's a retail update looking at our town centres, the health of them, but also the capacity we need for shopping going forward. We hope to report that to the June committee. Similar to the employment land review, which is looking at the quality and quantity of employment land across the district and what we might need to allocate through our new proposed allocations. Also, a review of traveller need definition. This is about families that no longer travel and therefore the definition has changed to mean they no longer need to be assessed as travellers. And that's a county-wide study we're undertaking at present to see if it makes any effect to our numbers at all, possibly a downward number, if anything. Sustainability appraisal, for those of you aware, everything we do under European legislation is required to have strategic environmental assessment. In English law, that's translated as sustainability appraisal to pick up the economic and social elements of what the EU requires under the environment. So that is alongside what we're doing. Depending on the outcome of today, the local plan will be prepared, the policies underpinning the local plan will be prepared, and we'll be doing sustainability appraisal of those particular policies. And also, I'll just go on to the settlement hierarchy as it's before you. I must say that the settlement hierarchy is not new to this council. It's been adopted and accepted by this council a couple of times in the past few years. All this one basically does is update some of the information in there. The core data is still the same, so the survey results are still from 2014. If Effectively, what it does is it just helps us. It doesn't determine what we're doing with the local plan. It doesn't determine specifically any sites in there. But what it does is it gives us a methodology to make an assessment of where the hierarchy of our settlements are within a district and what that relationship might mean for growth, for retail investment, for employment investment, schools, etc. Basically, it divides the all of our settlements up into five categories: strategic urban settlements, smaller urban settlements, expanded settlements, rural service centres, and smaller rural settlements. I won't go into too much detail because members have got the papers in front of them regarding the settlement hierarchy, but it is as objective an assessment as is possible, and looking at two key methodologies. One is the accessibility to jobs, shops, services, public transport, and also the size of that existing settlement, and it comes up with a percentage ranking in the hierarchy for each of our towns and villages. We then look at the criteria that was mentioned by one of the speakers from the withdrawn East of England plan, but the methodology is still widely used across the country in separate regions because it gives a different approach to the percentage level. So this looks at the primary school provision, GPs, village centres, employment areas, rail stations and bus routes, the kind of things you expect in terms of what might act as a node for a new retail or bus investment. And this one's a simple yes and no. And together, you can look at the yes and no, and you can look at the percentages, and you can come up with a reasonable methodology. It's not going to be perfect. It's not massively scientific, but it is a help in us making decisions. And again, the NPPF does require us to set out a settlement hierarchy. So where that bottom line says both used to consider a higher, actually be both used to consider together in order to help establish potential areas for growth. Okay, so what that actually means in terms of that hierarchy is that the most strategic settlements, those with the most services, so it would be less expensive to require the level of requirement for healthcare, for education, etc., because they can be built on with existing matters. And these key areas, the higher level, may well have a better provision above a GP surgery, might well have a hospital, etc., so that goes into those, or local hospital. The smaller urban settlements, I mean, this is probably not news to you at all, Ellis, because it kind of feels natural as you're looking at the settlement and knowing the district, that they're in front of you there. The slight difference is Wheelie, and that could be considered a smaller urban settlement or rural service centre, but there is an opportunity to create a new centre in Wheelie for it to basically function well. It meets a lot of criteria, and we've got a lot of active interest. Now, in plan making, you can't, unfortunately, just go and say this is where we want development to take place from a strategic point of view. You actually need strong evidence, and that evidence includes land availability, so willing promoters of schemes. And Wheelie is not short of that. We don't cover all the strategic housing land availability assessments within Wheelie. There's actually more than there's in the papers in front of you. But these are the ones that are most closely related to the centre, and not forgetting the rural service centres of Alresford, Elmston Market, Little Clacton, Thorpe with Soak, St Osef and Great Bentley. I won't read all those out, but anything I haven't mentioned is captured. But they're the kind of parishes or settlements that will most likely see the least development because they haven't got the capacity of services to or the ability really to grow them because there's not enough there in terms of land interest and other factors taken into consideration. They may well have a village settlement which allows rural exception sites, so if you want some affordable housing very locally, then that could be a possibility, but we're not looking at this for large-scale growth. Okay, so to the recommendations, to basically A, and note the progress of the evidence that I outlined, and to agree the settlement hierarchy as part of the evidence base.